Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do.
You're never going to feel ready to do hard things. It's rare that you'll wake up in the morning feeling prepared to go after your dreams. Hard things are meant to be scary. They're meant to make you feel uncomfortable because they require you to go to a place that's unknown.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do I feel like getting up? We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity. If you accept the fact that you may never feel ready, and you may never feel motivated, and you may never feel confident, you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward. As you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
Go ahead and take a minute and simply compare yourself to some of the greats of all time. Yeah, it's going to hurt a little. Yet the one thing you need to realize that the biggest difference possibly between you and them is that they started. They finally came to the point where they were done preparing, they were done planning, and they started doing. Sometimes the very first step is the hardest step, and you've got to get going.
You know, and yeah, it's not easy, but if it was easy, everyone would do it. And there's a reason why few people reach their potential in life. There is a reason for it, because it is not an easy road. It is not an easy path to go on. And you have to make sacrifices. You got to be willing to lock in. You got to be willing to remove distractions. And no, it's not going to be perfect. Yes, you will make mistakes in the journey. But when you're locked in and you're driven, you get right back on track.
You have to find yourself now. You have to find out who you are. And it's going to take effort, man. I hate to tell you that, because I know it's probably going to be hard sometimes to, you know, stay motivated or stay moving if you get those thoughts in your head. But you can do it.
You think everybody else is going to die, not you. You kind of consciously know it, but you live like you got time. I'll get around to being happy. I'll get around to making it happen. I'll get around. Once things are in place, then I'm really going to dial it in. Once this stuff gets good with my kids, then I'm going forward in business. Once I get a bunch of money, then I'll work on myself. Then I'll deal with this thing that's bothering me. You don't think you're going to die. Begin with the end in mind. That's true in life. Who do you want to be in the end? What do you want to see? Where do you want to gone? What do you want to felt? Who do you want to help? What do you want to achieve? What legacy do you want to live, if any? How about your faith, your money? And you're going to worry about what people think? You're going to worry about the things you're scared of? This is your life. You got to start to get after it.
Stay asleep. That's exactly what they want you to do. Matter of fact, they told everybody you aren't going to be anyways. You proved them right. You feel good? The last 30 seconds of your life, you're going to regret it.
Path of least resistance never makes you happy. Your life self-esteem, your self-esteem, esteem for yourself, is earned by you doing something difficult for you. I mean, what makes people happy? Progress.
No amount of planning. There is no perfect plan. Never has been, never will. There will be roadblocks. There will be detours. There will be problems. Yet in the doing is how you become the best version of yourself. I urge you to start. I urge you to take the first step. That first step may even be simply writing it down, whatever it is that you want, and then going into action.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Well, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it,
Win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
And you're going to look up, these days going to keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. And figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on.
Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to. Become the person who makes the right decision regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person. And that is the only way to become who it is you truly want to be.
Hope you chase those dreams with a burning desire. With a burning desire, and through all the fire, and through all the flame, and through all the pain, I hope that you find happiness deep in your heart. I wish nothing but prosperity and abundance in your life. Much love.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every time you faced a setback, the truth is, you were truly facing a setup. A setup for you to become better. A setup for you to become more. A setup for you to overcome a sense of shame. Everyone falls. And when you fall, those who are still standing have a tendency to point at you. But if they're pointed at you and you feel a sense of guilt or shame, everyone knows every time you've ever made a mistake, you look again. Because those who are standing and pointing at you are going nowhere. If you're on the ground and they're staring at you, you're in the same place. If you can get up again, if you can stop focusing on what they think, don't worry about the opinions of others. Because the opinions of those who stand in the stands, pointing at those who are gladiators in the arena, they're fans.
If you're choosing pleasure over purpose, you are struggling in life, and you've always got to put purpose first. And you may not know what your purpose is, I can tell you this. I want to find my purpose, and I have to remind them that purpose is not something that is lost, and therefore you're not just going to find it. You have to develop your purpose, and the place you start is putting off pleasure and putting off desires and focusing on purpose and duty first. Ask yourself this. I go, if I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, the thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And most people can quickly come up with an idea or at least a place to start. There is where you start developing your purpose.
Enthusiasm and joy that people associate with happiness manifests itself when you're moving towards a value goal. So if you don't prioritize your goals because you don't exist within a structure of value, then you have no positive emotion. The embodied manifestation of positive emotion is the movement towards a value goal. That's what it is. That's why you have the positive emotion. you are a creature that can move towards goal, and the emotional signaling of that is positive emotion. No goal, no positive emotion.
Until it get hot. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking, because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion.
Yes, I've made mistakes, but look at me now. Yes, I messed up, but look at me now. I will not walk around with the rest of my life feeling like I've messed up so bad that I'm unlovable. No, in fact, I am lovable because I have rebounded from everything that should have wiped me out. I have rebounded from everything that tried to take out my life. I have rebounded and I've redefined myself, and I will not settle.
I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me fail. I'm not gonna give them the pleasure of them seeing me stop. I'm not gonna give them the pleasure of them seeing me quit. I'm gonna allow that thing to build me. That adversity is gonna work for me, not work against me. That setback is gonna work for me, not work against me. That hurdle is gonna work for me, not work against me.
I just want you to remember that average is the enemy. Success is your responsibility. And change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
With that motivation, go forward into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle. Is forged.
You are making an impact in life and leaving a dent on this earth. Don't you worry about the times you fail. It is those moments that you were proved to be a human. It's in those fall downs you also got up, and it's the footprints that we follow. It's not the falls. You are becoming amazing.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up. Because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
Look at yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why. Why you are doing what you are doing. Remind yourself that this struggle, this temporary pain, this fight that you're in, this is what will make you stronger and faster and smarter and better.
Don't be ashamed of your setbacks. Look for them in these setups, and then you get up. And you go after everything with gusto, you go after everything with passion, you go after everything with a sense of purpose, and when you're running, you keep going. When the second wind kicks in, you know there's extra power there, because there is the fire that burns within, that it takes challenges to pull out. Don't you dare forsake that setup. Get up. And chase down your greatness. If you didn't get enough rest last night, you've allowed mental traffic to keep you up. The mental traffic is a problem because it doesn't allow you to have a clear path to how to win. You have to get to the point where you take the mental traffic and you separate it. You have control over your dreams. You have control over your thoughts. You must grab every thought and bring it into captivity. You must bring ownership of your thoughts back to you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. Greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
Like, when you say something to the extent of, not you, but just a person, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. Right? And as people, we're often arrogant. I was one of them. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. Right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess, emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that.
I don't care what it takes, whether you gotta catch a ride, you gotta beg to get there. You gotta keep up if you wanna go where I'm going. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna organize my thoughts, get a plan for my life. I'm gonna end this year with the goals. I'm gonna plant some seeds that have got to germinate and grow and become something and get deeply rooted in the purpose of my life.
Judge the true character and caliber of a man not by where he stands in times of comfort and convenience. You judge the true character and caliber of a man by where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. And so the question remains, and I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile.
Right.
Babies do that. I give them a bottle, they gonna smile. I give them what they want, they gonna smile. I give a puppy a snack, he gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Right? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact the world. Who are you?
And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to waste your life living a settled life. I don't want you to waste your life living a less life. I want you to live your life with your best self and with your best life. That's why the clocks say time to move on. Y'all, look at your watch. The clocks say time to move on, right?
Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up? When life catch you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? So you gotta have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, they drop you to your knees and start choking you. You got a dream? No, I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
Who I am is being redefined daily because new things come and I've got to keep evolving. I will not be a VHS in a world that's all digital. Your dreams, your talents, your gifts are not for yesterday.
People's lives aren't what they would like them to be. And so then you ask, why? But one of the main reasons that people don't get what they want is because they don't actually figure out what it is. And the probability that you're going to get what would be good for you, let's say, which would even be better than what you want, right? Because, you know, you might be wrong about what you want easily. But maybe you could get what would really be good for you.
Sometimes when you're following your own path, it takes a while for the world to catch up with you. You might look at the journey others have been on and think, that's what I should do. But instead, you kept moving through the dark on your own. And maybe you would have gotten there a little faster if you just followed everyone else. But now you can say you did it your way. You aren't living someone else's life and calling it enough. You stay true to yourself. And that, my friends, is real success.
It's easy to look around at other people and think they have it better. They struggled too. At some point, they stood with their head in their hands, or got down on their knees, or slumped to the floor, not knowing exactly where to go, or what to do, or how things were going to work out. Every single successful person I know has gone through a struggle where they didn't know the next step. They had to step out in the darkness, so to speak, before the next step was illuminated. They took the chance, not knowing what the end result would be. They took the step, even though they were afraid. That's what courage is. That's what faith is about.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
This year, you can't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of your growth, your success, or your inner peace. You have to stay focused on developing who you are so when you look in the mirror, you feel proud.
Fail big. That's right. Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there. It's a mean world out there, and you only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
You gotta figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just gotta figure out your own puzzle.
You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things, or the way you handle things with grace and dignity and discipline can show other people that they can handle their own life this way. And there's beauty in that. There really is. And there's so much inspiration to be gathered from other people.
This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
I'm gonna, as far as I'm concerned, that's all talk. You know, actually get in there and get yourself some results. That's what you should really be focusing on, you know?
Start betting on you and become the kind of person worth betting on. Trust and follow your dreams and desires. Do what you say you're going to do and hold yourself to a higher standard. Living in the certainty that everything is always working out for you gives you courage and confidence to take risks, to feel comfortable in the unknown.
Sometimes you just need to focus on the small battles first. Ignore other people's progress and focus on yourself. Sometimes the small wins are the big wins, the ones that build momentum and the ones that give you the confidence to fight another day. The only standard you need to hold yourself to is your own. Just put your head down, take one small step and then another, and don't stop until you get there.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get. And that's done a lot for me.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
And are you going to be able to do everything in a day? No, you're not. But what an opportunity you have to just take one step at a time. And that's really where the beauty and the treasure is in the journey. It's in the steps that you get to take each and every day.
We become different people on the other side of change. What we're capable of, what we value, and how we define ourselves, these things can all shift. And if we can learn to pay close attention to these internal shifts, we may just find that rather than limiting us, change can actually expand us.
It's a good feeling to lose. The people who follow you are going to lose too. You've got to set an example of how to lose. This way, they can see how I lose. Muhammad Ali. No matter what in life, when we are trying to accomplish something great, when you are stepping outside of your comfort zone, when you are throwing yourself fully into something, fully down a path, fully into 100% invested in any endeavor, any high-level endeavor, any meaningful endeavor in life, you're going to encounter setbacks and you will most assuredly lose at some point. You will collect scars, both physical, external, and internal scars, but the scars remind you of why you started and what you are trying to accomplish. And most importantly, the scars show them, your onlookers, the great crowd of witnesses that you will have on any endeavor, any platform that you gain in life by trying to accomplish something great. You show them that you are still there.
You see, faith is that thing that even if it's small, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, can move a mountain. Faith is that thing that you can hold on to when nothing else is there. Faith is having the vision and the belief that this will come to pass, because the dream that you have been living and you've been having, that you've been since the day you were born, was ingrained in you by God so that you can trust Him with everything you've gone through so that you can fulfill your dream.
What would your life be like as you look toward the future, if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? What would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly
that it prepares you past your fears. That you experience the fear, as the one book says, feel the fear and do it anyway.
You see, that's the wonderful thing about faith. Faith is the thing that will sustain you when everything else fails.
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, and by a challenge I mean anything in life, any challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking. Take that step every day, no matter what you are facing. Get up and start walking.
Why do you do this thing every single day, and what does it mean to you? I want you to ask yourself those two questions every single day. When you get tired, when you're not feeling it, when you don't value it, when you take it for granted, every single day, why do I do this and what does it mean to you? Because if you say you do it for a certain reason and it means something to you, every single day you'll come out and you'll never cheat it and you'll cherish every single aspect of it for the ability to become great.
How do you feel about yourself when you're by yourself? I know a lot of people that fear that quiet. I know a lot of people that don't want to be alone with themselves. And the reason they don't want to be alone with themselves is because they don't think they're worthwhile. They're not happy with who they are. If you're not happy with who you are, then let's step into the ownership of that. Let's remember that's our fault. There's no one else to blame for that. The people that did horrible things to you are not to blame for that. In fact, don't even worry about the word blame. You're in control. That's what this is about. It's about retaining control. It's about knowing that you own your life. And at any time, if you want a different outcome, you can make different decisions. You can do different things. You can start a new narrative. And once you begin that new narrative, you realize the power that's in that to take you where you want to go.
Faith is the thing that makes you want to persevere. Faith is the thing that makes you want to pursue excellence. Faith is the thing that gave you a reason to have a work ethic. Faith is the thing that made you realize you could believe in yourself, that you needed discipline, and that you could also believe that the vision given to you. Is something that you could bring to pass. This is how you succeed.
The scars tell a story, and the scars are a physical representation of the chapters and pages and chapters and verse of the life that you have lived. And more specifically, the endeavors that you have thrown yourself fully into. Being galvanized by the fires of pain and loss and suffering and setbacks. Being fashioned by the fears that you have overcome, the tears that you have cried, and the virtual uncertainty that you have thrown yourself into.
Nietzsche said, if you know the why for doing, you can endure almost anyhow. What do you mean by that? If you know why you're doing something, when the hard times come, and they're going to come, when the disappointments and the rejections come, and they're going to come by the truckloads, your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you, to pick you up. Once again, I got a saying on one of my tapes, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Let your reasons get you back up.
only by daring greatly can you truly become the man or woman that you were supposed to become.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
Always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life.
There's only one way. If you're at the bottom, there's only one way. But you gotta look up. And when you look up, there's somebody there waiting for you.
If you truly believe that you have the power within you to change, the first step would be saying, I have to take responsibility for myself right now because I got to start thinking differently, I got to start acting differently, I got to start feeling different. It's going to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing this. But how is self-love born? When a person sits through the fire and sits through all of that anxiety, all that hatred, all that anger, and keeps lowering the volume, sooner or later, the body's going to release it.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes. People sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
Most people let what's happening now control what they're thinking. They don't like it. And they're waiting for it to change. It'll never change. What they don't understand, what's coming is a reflection of what they're seeing inside. Everything you're thinking about is coming to you. It's all about the mind. And it's got to happen inside first if you want it to happen outside at all.
It isn't easy to keep going, especially when you don't believe that things can get better. You never know for sure what's coming. But you can choose to believe. Even if there's no guarantee, hope and belief might be all you need to keep going, to give you something to look forward to. So just know that even if it's hard right now, it won't always be, because it can get better.
Don't waste the failure. Because oftentimes, what do? When things don't go the way we want it to go, we throw the experience away. Right? But we learn more in moments of defeat than we do when we get the victory. Because when you get the victory, nobody can tell you nothing. But when you lose, you listen. The task is to recognize that you are uniquely special. You have something to give, some talent no one else shares in quite the same way. And the second one reads, wherever you stand, be the soul of that place.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. The most fundamental and major decision that you have to make in your life is this. Do I live in a friendly or a hostile universe? Which is it? Is it a universe that is filled with hostility and anger and people wanting to hate each other and people wanting to kill each other? Is that what you see? Because when you see the world that way, that's exactly what you will create for yourself in your life.
Quality of my life is controlled by two things, meaning and emotion. The meaning you give to things controls the emotion that you feel. People come up with different meanings, and that produces different emotions, and those emotions make you make different decisions. When you're angry, you're going to decide differently than when you're playful or grateful or excited. So the secret to life is controlling meaning and emotion.
Wow. We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace, to your friends, to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not?
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just 1 year giving it your absolute all, giving everything your absolute all, giving your diet your absolute all, giving your workouts your absolute all, giving your career your absolute all, giving your relationships your absolute all? How much different would your life look? How much better would you feel on a daily basis? Would you still be depressed? Would you still have anxiety? Would the problems that exist in your life now still exist in a year if you gave it your absolute all? I don't think so. I think 1 year of uninterrupted focus is going to lead to a completely different life, a completely different version of yourself, one that is unrecognizable. The next year of your life is going to happen one way or another. Time is going to pass anyway. You can come back and tell me that I'm wrong, that your life is exactly the same, but I'm willing to bet every single dollar in my bank account that you will look back and say that that was the best decision that I have ever made, and I have no idea how I was living my life before.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. And give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Everything in life comes down to this. I'm telling you right now, no matter how hard you train, how hard you go out there and run and swim and lift weights, whatever you're doing to get in shape, it always comes down to this. Because when you're training and your mind is all jacked up, all you are is a bigger, faster, stronger quitter.
What are the odds? What are the odds that you would still be here, having faced the things that you have? What are the odds that you'd be still active when everyone else has given up? What are the odds that were stacked against you, and yet you're here?
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will. But it does mean that as long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed. It just means you've made a temporary tactical retreat. It means you've made a brief withdrawal so that you can regroup and reattack. So, as far as I'm concerned, if you get beat, unless you're dead, you are not defeated. And you have not failed. What you've done is you've learned. You've gained experience. And you're still alive. And you have memories to make. So get up and go get after it.
There's a purpose to your pain. There's a reason why you have had to endure. You may not see it now, you may not feel it right now, but there is a purpose in our pain.
If you're failing repeatedly, then there's probably something wrong. It's possible that there's something wrong with the way that you're conceptualizing the world. Because you have a choice, right? If you keep making sacrifices and they don't work, there's a binary choice. And one is, well, there's something wrong with the structure of reality. And the other is there's something wrong with your approach. And so then you might say, well, let's take the first idea. There's something wrong with the structure of reality. It's like, you're really going to say that, are you? You're really going to come out and say, I know enough to judge the nature of being. And then the alternative is also quite frightening, because then, you know, it's you that's making the mistakes, and you might be wrong at a really deep level, and that might mean that a lot of you has to burn off and be transformed.
Only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible, which means that if you see what's not there, that means that you have these bold, uncomfortable visions and intentions and ideas, and you're going to have all of these random people popping up in many forms trying to get you off of your path. And you're so convinced that this is what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing and the people that you're supposed to be doing with, you're so convinced that this is what it is, you drive people crazy and you make people uncomfortable, because their goal is to distract you and fuck up your plans. Live your life, make your mark. Don't wake up every day being consumed in everybody else's thoughts and their intentions. You're not supposed to be another person that lived and died and didn't do anything significant.
Hide our true selves from the world, because we're so afraid to be judged. We're so afraid that people will walk out of their life. We're so afraid to lose this and lose that. I'm gonna tell you something. I want you to hear me clear. When you don't be who you are, when you don't truly be yourself and who you are, you know what happens in your life? You attract the wrong things in your life. Some of us, we attracted the wrong jobs because to get that opportunity, we have to change who we were. And the opportunity might have been good at first, but now we're stuck in a place where we're miserable.
Walk in with a sense of dignity and pride. You put in the work. You didn't get this because someone gave it to you. You weren't given it to you because of an inheritance or because of your last name. You earned it because of what was within you. Let them call you odd, because you break the odds. You're a winner. You were born one. You will be one.
Stop making excuses. Simple as that. You can make a million excuses why you didn't get that raise, why you didn't take that leap of faith. You can make a million excuses, but you know deep down inside, and consciousness is eating away at you, it's not a reason, it's an excuse. And when you stop making excuses, the only alternative is then results. I'm not saying that everything you do, you should be successful at. You will have periods of defeat.
You have it within you now to overcome every obstacle, to overcome everything that tried to block you, stop you, delay you, or determine what you were by a word or a phrase that someone else used. They said you would never amount to anything. No, what it really meant is you would never amount to what they could calculate. Phenomenal is a choice, and you made that choice.
Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem, why not you starting to change and setting goals?
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way.
Imagine where you would be in a year
if you actually focused on the things that make you better. If you actually start doing things and you actually take action, imagine how far you would be, bro. If you really locked in, if you really stay focused, your mindset is not on the things that you want in life.
The fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
The road to paradise starts in hell. You have to take that bus ride, that walk, that crawl, that flight, whatever it may be, back to hell consistently. Because here's the thing. If hell comes visits you, and it visits a lot of people, it's not going to leave. And your hell is what you're willing not to acknowledge. You're not willing to acknowledge who you are, what your darkness is, what fuels you.
If you're not engaged in your life, it's because you haven't picked a dragon of a sufficient merit. Is that if you haven't found meaning in your life, it's because you haven't taken on a big enough burden. That's a strange thing. It's a strange thing that that's true, but I think it is. It's the closest to truth that we have.
The purpose of life is not just to get your goals. Your goals or your getting what you want doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is who you become in pursuit of those goals. So the growth, the progress, even if you don't achieve it yet, but you start losing weight, or you start building muscle, or you start making your relationship better, or you start to build a business, the building, the progress is what makes you feel alive, because we're all made to either grow or die. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. There's no in-between bullshit. That doesn't work.
And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
It's not like you're guaranteed to kill it. Nobody is ever guaranteed to kill it. But if you don't try, then you definitely won't. If you get after it, you got a chance. You got to fight the chance for sure. But if you never do, then what's the point of even thinking to expect any sort of results?
It all starts with who you are, because who you are is your character, and your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are: good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
How long can you stay in that pool? How far can you run? How much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit? Right. How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that. It dissolves social order, all that shit. What people think about you goes out the window. Who are you right now? Who are you right now?
But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And if you do that and you don't allow the shame and the regret and the heaviness of what you just went through, if you don't allow that to stop you and you just keep going, all that crap that you're covered in, it starts to fall off of you, right? It starts to fall away, and eventually you're good again. You cannot allow that to stop you. And that is what stops most people. It's regret. It's shame. It's the pile of crap they had to walk through 10 years ago that they created, and because of that, they never do anything with the rest of their freaking life, man.
The only way to mitigate not being successful is to not quit. If you don't quit, you might make it.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think.
like way more, enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There is enough to cope with the trouble of the world. If you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out, and everything would be better because of it. Really, really.
I'm so glad you pressed play, because the play button set everything going forward. It put it in motion. You see, that's exactly what we got to do with life. We got to come off the pause. We got to come off the things that have made you second guess yourself, thinking twice about whether you should or shouldn't. Your dreams are not sitting in the hospice.
One of the things that you do, if you want to inspire others, is get your act together, because you inspire most through example. It's much more powerful than words. Words are very powerful if they're also accompanied by example. But the best thing you can do is start putting things together around you.
We are not going to sit there and think about what could have been if only I had done this, if this hadn't happened, if I hadn't lost my mom, my dad, my friend, my son, my cousin. If that hadn't happened, my whole life would be, if I didn't fail, if I didn't get fired, if this divorce hadn't hit me, I would be so different. All of those things have happened. And you said, well, I needed to clear my head, and it took a moment. You're in between rounds. You are going to get back up and have to fight again. This is not your quitting point. This is not your stopping point. Listen, the cut man of life is your will, your determination, your aspirations. I'm going to put you back in this fight.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
Those of you that are achieving, one of the reasons the achievement is slowed down is you've allowed yourself to feel less desperate. When you were broke and starting your business, or when you were brand new in your relationship and you were desperate to get her to love you, or desperate to get him to love you, you took massive, big action. So when you remove desperation, all this bullshit creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
What kind of legacy do I want to leave? What kind of statement do you want to make with your life? What three things you want said when you die? What contribution do you want to make? I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what you want to achieve with your life. Here's what I know about you, and about you, and about you, and about you. That you have greatness within you. That you have things and gifts and talents that you've been bestowed with and decide to make and leave a legacy with your life. I say to you that the planet will never be the same again because you showed up.
If you're not happy with your life, if you're miserable, you sit on the edge of your bed and you think, is there anything I can change in what I'm doing that is going to make this less awful than it has to be?
Because there's more in you. You are a champion, you were born a champion, but until you believe it, until you see it, no one else will. You got to get up now. I don't care if you've been knocked down in life. I don't care if you thought the one person you needed in life is gone. You got to go look in the mirror and see that person is still there. God, I thank you for making me the way that I am. You got to speak to yourself as if it's already happened. I thank you for making me a champion. You got to speak it as if it's already been acquired. God, I thank you that you've doubled my business. You got to speak it like it's already happened. That means overcoming the things that put your life on pause. If it means going to the gravesite and saying, finally, I understand, you're gone.
Simply this, that if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after this thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gulf, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it.
I'm going to take everything that I'm feeling, I'm going to turn those pains into a platform, and I'm going to turn that platform into a place, a stage, that everyone can see that I didn't break. I did something with it so that at the end of your life, when the family is gathered around that hospital bed, and they look at you, and they say, you are a warrior, thank you.
Fear is a compass that tells me where I need to go. If you have the fear of speaking, it probably means that you need to speak. If you have the fear of leaving a situation, it probably means that you need to leave it. If you have a fear of going for your dreams, it probably means that you probably need to go for that thing that you fear. Because on the other side of fear is the next level of you. On the other side of fear is something greater for you. And this ain't no motivational, inspirational talk. This is real. And some of us, we live our whole life in fear. It ends now. I don't care if you've been living 52 years, 72 years. I don't care if you've been living a year. It ends now.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
See, we take so many things for granted. Some people talk about, well, Steve, the alarm clock woke me up. No, it didn't. The alarm didn't wake you up. No, God shook you, allowed you to hear the alarm. Now, if God don't shake you to wake you up, your alarm clock, like waking up is not something you're capable of doing yourself. That's a gift.
The next time you are alone and you start having mental traffic, you have self-doubt that tries to creep in, I need you to go back over your own history and about the things that you've already conquered. I need you to have a mindset that is focused on the fact that you are an overcomer, you are a winner, you are a goal-chasing person that can do anything but fail. And the only way that you can fail is if you stop believing.
We all think about quitting is hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. In that 1 second, I start thinking logically. I calm my brain down because your brain just wants to get the fuck out. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here, and I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a SEAL. I will not be a doctor. I will not be a lawyer. I will not be whatever the fuck it is. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, fuck you, I run this mother.
Whatever these things are that you're trying to do, there are going to be wave after wave after wave after wave of inconvenient shit that hits you in the motherfucking face, all right? That doesn't matter. People who win, win regardless of those waves. It's not that they don't have those waves, it's that they say, hey, I can't control what the is going on. All I control is what I decide in my mind and the actions I take. Some days are going to be harder than others. Some days are going to be a little easier than others. But I can promise you one thing for sure. There will never, ever, ever be a day that goes exactly as you want it to go. It doesn't exist. If you're going to wait around for perfect circumstances, how can you ever accomplish anything?
Nobody can beat you at being you. Do you hear me? You ain't meant to do what they do, right? You ain't meant to do what they do. And what's meant for them ain't meant for you. So do you and let them do them. Because the day you start trying to be them and not you is the day that you lose everything that's meant for you. Why do them when you him? Why do them when you hurt?
If you tell yourself the truth, the real truth, the absolute, categorical, unconditional, unabated, unmerciful truth, if you do that, you will find discipline. The truth will set you free.
It's like it isn't obvious at all that we want happiness. It isn't even obvious that we want absence of misery. What's really obvious is that we want an adventure, right? We want an adventure that's so compelling that it makes the misery of life not just justifiable, but worthwhile. You want to look back at your life, and you know this to be true. You want to be able to say to yourself, even considering a month or a week or a series of days, you want to be able to say, that was really difficult, but you know what? It was worth it. And I think that's what you want from your life. It's something like, you know what? That was difficult, but it was worth it. And that meant that the adventure was so great that it justified the difficulties.
You're not going to be held back by the volume of what's in front of you, but you got to turn up the volume of the voice that God gave you internally that says, I can do all things. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. You can do all things. As long as you can believe that God has not given up on you and you haven't given up on God, that's you and God against the world. And in that majority, you win. Every single time, every single day, every single way. But you cannot give up. You cannot throw in the towel.
And we think that somehow we should just be able to turn on that eagerness and turn on that passion. But we can't. Because you just can't turn on passion. You can't just turn on the desire to execute a task. And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself.
If you could be in control of your decisions and your actions 100% of the time, what could you not accomplish? And how could you be held back? Success in winning is not convenient. Success in winning is not comfortable. Success in winning in life is going to be a daily task for you.
Those of you that are achieving, one of the reasons the achievement is slowed down is you've allowed yourself to feel less desperate. When you were broke at starting your business, or when you were brand new in your relationship and you were desperate to get her to love you or desperate to get him to love you, you took massive big action. So when you remove desperation, all this bullshit creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
Your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive.
The tears you'll cry are not because of pain, but because of joy and belief that your work was not in vain, that your hardship was not to break you, but to educate you And the school of hard knocks that gave you this education is something you can teach others a lesson with. But you cannot give up.
When it's time, you'll know. Trust me, when that moment comes, the feeling is unmistakable. So no matter how dark things might get, never forget that you are the light. You can pull yourself out of any situation, but it's gonna take effort. It's gonna take putting in the work when no one's watching or even cheering you on. Stop looking outside yourself to conquer that voice within. You have what it takes. Now go make it happen.
Telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, becoming a better human. You won't have things in common anymore, right? Because if you are trying to transcend to self-mastery, to develop as a better human, and so in your process, in your journey of self-development, you will lose 99% of your friends.
Pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll buck up. If you have the courage and the heart and the dedication and the mindset about everybody go buck themselves.
The most important question to ask yourself is, what pain are you willing to endure in your life, rather than what pleasure do you want? So whatever pursuit it is that you're going through, whatever challenges are placed in front of you, realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile.
And really ask yourself that question. What is it essentially that you are looking for living this life? How much of where you want to go did you achieve already? And also, are you actually still finding yourself on the way to wherever you wanted to go?
If you're not being defined by a vision of the future, then you are left with the memories of your past and you'll be predictable in your life. If you're not creating anything new, that means you're believing in your past more than you're believing in your future. So then if the person is living in anger, impatience, resentment, frustration, and they're holding the intention of their future, they're waiting for their success to feel abundance or empowerment, they're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. Well, that's the old model of reality of cause and effect, waiting for something outside to change how we feel inside. And if you're living in that lack and you know that you're creating your future, you're creating more lack. And if you're reacting to the people and conditions in your life that are all known to you, then your thoughts and feelings are equal to everything that you know. You keep creating the same life.
One entire year has just passed. Look at yourself in the beginning of this year compared to right now. Are you any different? Are you the same guy that you were in the beginning of the year? Try to make sure that this year you at least change something up. Right? If years and years pass and you're just the same dude, then you're not really living in a way. I kind of feel like you're just being pushed through life.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
You know, that first, you know, step, when you really decide, all right, I got to start changing things, it is very uncomfortable because you're going to start doing things that aren't the norm in your life. You're going to have to let go of old ways, let go of old habits, and start stepping in and implementing new ones. And that is a very uncomfortable process because you're stepping into the unknown. You're stepping into something that your body is not familiar with. But at the end of the day, it's so rewarding in the long run. And if you can just stick it out through that first step where it gets really uncomfortable, on the flip side of that, is everything that you want in life. It's the relationship, it's the job, it's the situation, it's the environment, it's the community.
The
Don't resent tough times. When life hands you adversity, it's not to expose how weak and vulnerable you are. It's to push you to become more resourceful and show you that you're capable of making it through what once felt impossible. Your battles are intended to build your character, not destroy your spirit. There is growth in your struggle, so just keep pushing.
With our thoughts, we create the world. That means there is something powerful about you. If you are disciplined, if you do the proper things, if you stay determined, stop the laziness, chances are very high that many of the goals that you're setting to yourself will become true.
What are you willing to sacrifice, and what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being? There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. So the things that are important to you in life, you must do always, or you're nobody.
It's impossible to increase your mental toughness if you're afraid of failure. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't get outside of your comfort zone. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't do hard things. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't throw yourself into the fire just to find out who you are on the other side of it. To throw yourself into the deep waters just to find out who you are on the other side.
Being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.